There's a boy, a little boy, shooting arrows in the blue, and he's aiming them at someone, but the question is at who? Is it me, or is it you? Hard to tell until you're hit, but you'll know it when they hit you, 'cause they hurt a little bit. Here they come, pouring out of the blue. Little arrows for me and for you. You're falling in love again, falling in love again. Little arrows in your clothing, little arrows in your hair. When you're in love, you'll find those little arrows everywhere. Little arrows that will hit you once and hit you once again. Little arrows that hit everybody every now and then.
Whoa. Welcome to another edition of the Australian DX Report. This is Bob Padula in Melbourne, Australia, bringing to you our latest roundup of news concerning shortwave broadcasting stations around the world. We include information concerning propagation reports, monitoring information, solar activity news, schedule information, and other items of interest to shortwave monitoring enthusiasts. A reminder that all times we give in these programs are in UTC, also known as GMT, and all frequencies are in kilohertz. Since our last report, we note that solar activity remains at a very low level, with no sunspots visible on the earthward side of the sun. So, solar activity, the 10.7 centimetre solar radio flux, is down to about 65, at 65, and of course the daily smooth equivalent sunspot number has dropped to zero. It means that high frequency propagation on long distances over multi-hop paths on darkness or semi-darkness routes will continue to be quite erratic or unreliable on frequencies above about 11 megahertz. In the meantime, we've been experiencing good propagation here in Melbourne, in Victoria, in our early afternoon period from all continents. We've now passed the midsummer period and we're almost into the autumn equinox, which will occur later in March. Now, on the monitoring survey which follows was made at a place known as Westerfolds Park, a state park in Templestowe, an outer suburb of Melbourne. The receiver was the small Eaton E5 with a 3-metre random antenna. And we note the following: Taiwan. Large numbers of transmissions from the Sound of Hope Radio International Network, SOH, delivering political programming to the Chinese mainland in Chinese, include relays of Radio Free Asia's Chinese services. Extremely strong signals here in Melbourne during our daytime. Transmitter sites are believed to be in Taiwan, Mongolia and the Republic of Korea. And interesting to note that all frequencies always end with the zero, with the figures with the zero on zero. Other notes of interest heard include KNLS from Madagascar, English transmissions across the daytime path into Asia on 15560, and that's in our early afternoon period between 0315 and 0330. Now this is the monitoring survey, first of all part 1, made from the Westerfolds Park, between 0315 across to 0330. 9740, Radio Romania International in Spanish. And 9880, the BBC from the Oman relay station in Pashto. And Radio National Brasilia on 11780, quite good reception there. 11810, Korean Broadcasting System from Kimjae in Korean. And some Chinese frequencies, Chinese transmissions. CNR17 in Kazakh on 12055. China Radio International from Xi'an in English on 13570 and 13590, also in English, but this time from Beijing. 13655, China Radio International from Qian in Chinese. And from the Kashi transmitting sites, China Radio International, 13730 in Tamil. And further English program from China Radio International from Kashi on 13800. And in Nepali from the Kunming transmitting station, China Radio International on 13780. And 13860, right over the top end of this band, Radio Azadi, broadcasting from the Udon, Thailand relay station with programs in Dari. And 13650, North Korea, the Voice of Korea with its Chinese services. And 13695, All India Radio in Hindi. And 13745, Saudi Arabian Broadcasting Service, broadcasting in Arabic. Well, that summary was related to notable frequency occupancies heard here in Melbourne between 0315 to 0330, and quite good reception. And part two of our frequency survey, this time between 0330 and 0400, look at the high frequency bands. Quite a lot of activity there. 15105, the Voice of Korea from North Korea, Pyongyang, in Chinese. China Radio International from Beijing in English on 15120 and in Chinese on 15130. And another frequency for the Chinese service is from Jinhua on 15160. And 15170, the Saudi Arabian Broadcasting Service with its programs in Arabic. Voice of Korea from Pyongyang, its programs in Spanish on 15180. And on the next frequency, All India Radio with its broadcast in Hindi. And on 15195, Radio Japan NHK Tokyo from the Yamata transmitting station. That's in Japanese. 15230, Radio Havana, Cuba, in Spanish. And 15270, China National Radio Network 2. 15245, The Sound of Hope, broadcasting in Chinese from Taiwan transmitting station. And also from Taiwan, Radio Taiwan International in English on 15320. The Marianas Islands, Radio Free Asia from the Tinian relay station in Chinese on 15340. And some frequencies for China National Radio Network 1, 15370, 15380, 15480, and 15550. And as I mentioned a moment ago, KNLS Madagascar, the religious station there, broadcasting on 15560 in English. That's daytime service across the Indian Ocean into Asia. And another frequency for NHK Radio Japan from Yamato in Japanese is 15590. There are many frequencies were noted of the Taiwanese political station Sound of Hope. One of these frequencies is 15800, which actually relays Radio Free Asia in Chinese. And other frequencies included 15870, 15940, 16160 and 16300, all carrying Chinese programs. And up at the top end of the band, 17300 and 17400. Again with Chinese. There are several hundred frequencies listed in the World Radio TV handbook for the Sound of Hope. So there's plenty of opportunity there to analyse propagation. Many of the frequencies are in what we've come to know as out of band. They're in frequencies outside of the regular international shortwave bands. They're still quite legally able to use those frequencies, but they're outside the recognised bands. So that's a summary of propagation into the Melbourne area during the early afternoon period here between 03:15 and 04:00. A note now about the former transmitting site of Radio Australia, which was located in regional Victoria, northern Victoria, at Shepparton, about 200 kilometres north of Melbourne. The transmitting site or transmitting station is still intact. It's kept on standby mode, but it's not staffed, and the operator is the Broadcast Engineering Broadcasting Australia organisation. The property is quite large and is now being declared by the local council as a heritage listed estate. It's currently up for sale, but at the present time it's not known whether there have been any bids or whether there will be a new owner. So in the meantime, the property, which is in rural land, farmland, 200 kilometres north of Melbourne, remains intact, with seven 100 kilowatt shortwave transmitters and the associated control gear and transmission lines with switching matrices, and of course the high towers. So we'll keep informed if there's anything happens there, but it's not expected that there'll be much activity there. If the new owner comes in, it is thought that the installation will be demolished and the land taken over for residential development.
That's all the information in our program this time. We hope you found the broadcast interesting and helpful for your shortwave radio monitoring.
Imagine me and you, I do. I think about you day and night. It's only right to think about the girl you love and hold her tight. So happy together. If I should call you up, invest a dime, and you say you belong to me, ease my mind. Imagine how the world could be so very fine. So happy together.